Hmm.
I said, make sure my hair is all right. It's probably snowing.
Your hair?
Yeah.
What do you mean it's snowing?
You know, dandruff.
You're so funny. Well, my hair is always snowing.
Well, when it's dry like this.
It does that?
Yeah. Used to be an issue when I was a kid.
Really?
Not an issue, but like one of my insecurities, you know? You'd be like Head and Shoulders. You watch it, like, remember, this is the 80s, so Head and Shoulders was like a brand new, damn.
Was the shit, huh?
Yeah, it was.
Head and Shoulders.
Well, think about it. Well, you didn't think about it.
No.
You're not a white dude.
I didn't have that problem.
Yeah.
I didn't have that problem. I had plenty of hair, and it was no dandruff.
Yeah, so, but it's, you don't remember the commercials?
Oh, yeah, I remember the commercials. Of course I do.
Well, I mean, they put it in your head that it's an issue, and you're going to fucking,
yeah,
that
you
girl's
going to
hate you.
If you got gray hair, I know. I
all that,
that all that dumb shit.
And my grandpa wore his hair white as fuck with pride. So that didn't, I never, gray hair never really fucked with me.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a lot of it. I've had it since I was like 22.
My brother, Calvin, not Michael, the one that you know.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he started going gray early. By the time he was like 35, he was totally white.
35?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Did he keep it or did he shave it?
No, he didn't shave it.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, he got haircuts, you know.
Yeah.
He cut it down low and shit.
But I mean,
like that,
but shaved head is a pretty common.
Well, but it depends on the shape of your head. Everybody can't wear a shaved head.
Yeah, I can. I just don't like doing it in this area. Cause
some people got a flat head in the back. Some people got bumps,
yeah,
in the head. They can't wear a bald head.
That shit works for me. So it's like one of those things, I don't really care about hair. I'll shave it off every time. But it's hard when you shave it off because in certain areas where I spend time, they kind of look at me funny.
Well,
especially when it's freshly shaved. Not the people I know.
Right, other people.
But the people who I don't know are in the same area.
Not
even acquaintances.
Or just people.
Like that Speedway I deal with all the time.
Oh, okay, right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a busy fucking Speedway.
All Speedways are busy.
Well, this one's
That's
like,
one thing about Speedways. And there's not one in Detroit.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
Where?
Right down on Jefferson. Right on Jefferson.
Downtown?
Yes, I've been to it multiple times.
Okay, well, I don't consider that Detroit proper as far as neighborhood.
Okay,
you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, they'll put one downtown, but they haven't put one in Detroit proper. In the neighborhoods of Detroit, there are no speedways. Not one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Well, I don't spend much time in the neighborhood.
Well, I can tell you because I looked because I like Speedway because you get all kinds of shit in there, you know? They got all kinds of shit. And one day I asked Google about Speedway in Detroit. Sorry. Other than, they did mention one that was downtown. They didn't say where it was. They just said it was one downtown.
Yeah.
But other than that, it
ain't.
That's
the one I've been to, the one in Jefferson. And it's pretty small compared to most of them.
Yeah, it is.
The one I go to is small. But it's full of people.
And when we used to cut, I used to be in landscaping. We used to cut grass and all that shit. And there's one in Troy that's just big and it's just got all kinds of shit. It's
Troy?
There's one on Woodward right off of 14 Mile. That's big too. We used to stop there and get gas.
So. Are you talking about the 15 Mile one in Troy? 15 in Rochester?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's been big for a long time. Because I worked over at Stevenson and 15 and a half.
First joint of the day.
Seriously?
I got no weed. I'm not a bud. I had all kind of bills. It's that bill time of the month.
Yeah, I get you.
And I had to sell everything I had to pay my bills. And I still got two bills I got to pay. And I'm broke. I gotta pay my utility bills.
I'm always broke. Broke. Gotta pay these bills. Like
oh man, that's good. Oh my god, that's good.
You sound like Biggie.
Oh, that was good.
I think you would enjoy this.
Of course. Anybody would. That had any sense.
So I want to send. Have you ever listened to Babylon?
No.
You should.
It's called Babylon. Is it a person?
No.
Or just a website?
You know Kevin Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin Smith and this dude named Ralph Garman, who's been in a couple of his movies, but he's mainly like, he got famous because he was on Bob and Tom out in fucking L.A. or some shit like that. And he's like a dude that can do a ton of voices.
Oh, okay.
Type thing. But him and this guy put on a show, and they basically do it live in front of an audience. And it's sectioned off into different parts. You got like emails, which is from all over the world.
Oh, okay.
You know, and they answer emails, and then they do shout outs, which is people in the crowd that came from long distances.
Gotcha.
And then they do like Justin Bieber, you're a fucking loser or some shit. Like, they always got some fucking shit to say about Justin Bieber or like Japan. What the fuck, Japan is one of their things.
No, I say, what the fuck is wrong with Kanye West? You're talking about he's just a mess.
I haven't been paying attention. I don't.
Oh, now he's on this religious thing.
Oh, I know why he's on that, because it makes a lot of money. Remember, did you ever see the episode? You never watch. You don't watch much of South Park, but did you ever see an episode where Cartman bets Stan $10 that his band will get a platinum album before? Because the band, they're trying to make a band, the four boys, and they split up. Because of differences
in opinion of music and shit.
Yeah, because Cartman decides, why don't we go Christian? They make tons of money.
Yeah,
it's really easy. You just switch out Jesus, like switch out Roxanne's
certain words
name
for Jesus or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
And you got songs.
Roxanne name for Jesus.
So, and they make a bet, a $10 bet, because one band's gonna, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Cartman's band blows the fuck up. First off, he gets Butters, I think, and then he gets Token, and he's like, Token's like, I've never played bass before. Shut up, Token, you're black.
He just started playing.
He's like, fucking A. Mad about it.
He's supposed to be natural because he's black,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some shit like that. So, that was, but the Cartman's band actually blows up and like sells a million fucking albums.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it makes a bunch of money, and then he spends all the money on a fucking like a giant like parade and party to celebrate, to get his award, to get his platinum album.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So that
yeah.
way when he gets his platinum album, he can then get the $10 from Stan.
Right, the $10 bet, right.
In front of the whole town.
Right.
Type thing. And then it turns out it's a Mer album.
A what?
When you go when you sell million albums in the Christian world, it's a Myrrh album. They don't give you a platinum album.
Right.
Because it's cheating.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty, it's not cheating, but you have to be talented. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I think he's literally he watched South Park and was like, that's a good fucking idea. Because he's never, you can't go back and go, he's not Christian. Because you can go back to his first album. It's like Jesus Walks. His first hit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's about Jesus. So, like, it's not, this isn't unknown that he was a Christian, you know? And it's pretty common for Christians to be dumbasses and assholes and then fucking, at the last second, when they need redemption, ask for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And look what happens. Now he's
forgive
rich
my sins.
Now he's rich again. Go figure. He was in debt. He was like millions of dollars in debt. Now he's okay.
I just don't. First of all, I am not a religious person.
Well, we know this.
Second of all, I do this, and you may think I'm nuts for doing it, but I do this. I go through the dials on the TV. I'm constantly going through dials all the time. And, you know, so I'll stop on a religious station. I say, okay, I'm going to sit here for about 10 minutes and listen to this guy. So I sit there. He'll go on. Amen. And then every time and every last one of them, within 10 minutes, they're asking for money. And they do it in slickest type ways.
Yeah.
You know, but they all ask for money.
Well, they got to pay for the TV show somehow.
No, they don't.
I'm just saying.
No, listen to me. They don't have to have a TV show. Why do they need a TV show?
I don't know.
I'm making points.
I get your point.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. They just want to make more money.
Exactly.
The more people they can reach, the more money they'll make.
Mm-hmm. I get it. It's pretty simple. The more people we reach, the more money we could make.
True.
But this ain't about making money.
If that happened, it just happened. It's not something we're trying to do.
Yeah, I know.
Okay?
It wasn't our intentions. We're not trying to...
But whatever happens, happens. $100. And we're not giving people false dreams. Because, you know...
You got a fucking mansion.
I used to go with this girl. This is years ago. And there used to be a church on 7 Mile... East 7 Mile called Liberty. It might be still there.
Probably.
So, the girl I was going, she says, I asked her on a date, we were on a couple of dates. She says, would you do me a favor? I said, what's that? Would you go to the church with me and my grandmother? I'm like, go to church? Yeah, I just have to take her to church. I want you to go along. This guy can put, he'll, if you got a cavity, and he prays over your mouth, the cavity will go away and a new tooth will be there. I'm like, oh, I gotta see this shit. I had one cavity at the time. I was like, I gotta see this shit, right?
You had a cavity?
At that particular time.
Okay.
So we go to the thing, and he's grabbing people by the head. He grabbed by the head, and they fall on the floor. People catch them and lay them down and fan them. And I'm looking at this, I'm like, look at these motherfuckers. I'm thinking to myself in my head, right? So it came time for him to do the cavity thing. I'm going to go get in line. I went and got in line. Shit, if this shit works, cool. I got in line, the first person, third. He hits me in the head like that. You, in a couple of days, that tooth will be restored. I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah, right. But people were fainting and falling out. And I'm like, what the fuck? This is crazy. That's when I realized how crazy some of this religious stuff is, man. I don't have
belief of it.
Mm-hmm. This is insane. And but the bad part, the point I'm making, the girl's grandmother, she wasn't rich. She lived downriver in a little teeny house. She's an old lady. She must have been in her 75, 80 years old. She ain't got jack. But you know what? She went in there, person took out $20 and put it in that, for that church.
Yeah, she got it by her way.
I really, I would like to do a stand-up. I mean, I'm not a comedian, but I was thinking maybe I should write a routine and try a stand-up. Because you can make a lot of political statements. Mm-hmm. You can make a lot of statements, you know what I mean?
True.
You can make people think about stuff.
It is going to get hot out here soon.
In what way?
In just... It's going to get hot. I mean, this fucking... It's already... You can already see people... I just... This is one of those things where this is different than Iraq.
Well, I'm asking you this because I want to see what you're thinking matches up with what I'm thinking.
It's different than Iraq. There was a divide in the country when Iraq happened. There was definitely a divide. There was people who didn't like it, and there was people who did. We shouldn't go to war. We should go to war. We should go to war. We should go to war. This is different. In this sense, the divide is, it's a canyon, and the one side is literally, like, ready to fight for everything they believe in, and the other side, they don't want to fight. Well, peace is the way, which is truth. Peace is the way. You shouldn't fight. You should, you know, meet everything with love, but...
They love to hear people say that.
I know, and I'm all about Martin Luther King's beliefs, and I still...
Martin Luther King, Buddha,
all of them.
We can go right up and down the line.
Yep, and I'm definitely more of
Mahatma Gandhi. Yeah.
Than I am of the, like, Malcolm X, you know what I'm saying? Like, show, because the minute you act like them, the minute you become them, and you start doing the same shit they do.
Well, that's why Malcolm X isn't, supposedly, that's why Malcolm X isn't alive today, because he went to Mecca. And when he went to Mecca, he saw that Muslims were all colors, all races. And when he came back from Mecca, that's why they killed him. When he came back, he had a whole different idea of what a Muslim should be.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
See, I don't know.
He changed when he went to Mecca.
I can't talk about fucking, I don't know nothing about Malcolm X. Okay. I know there's a movie about him. I never saw it because it came out when I was, you know, young. And
you should see it. You should look at it.
Yeah. I know Denzel kills it in that movie.
It's just
one of those ones.
But I mean the story itself. Fuck Denzel. I'm just talking about the story itself.
I know.
See, I read the book. I read the book. And
well, you were alive when he was alive.
Yeah.
When the shit was happening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I was in my early teens when he got assassinated.
See, that's what I think is going to happen. I think the world's going to... Our country is going to go back to more like the 60s when it was more volatile. When there was more chances of violence and there was shit happening.
Well, there was violence going on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There was a lot of violence going on. Especially...
They were bombing churches in Mississippi, killing little kids. Kent State. I mean, you know, I can go on and on. The sniper in Texas...
Sniper in Texas.
Oh, was it Texas? I'm pretty sure it's Texas. There's a tower in at the university.
Oh yeah, I know that guy. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's real famous. That dude, because I don't remember why he did it, but I definitely saw a special. He killed like 7 people from the tower.
And it took them a long time to figure out where the shots were coming from.
Yeah, That wasn't Kent State was
Kent State was
fucking
the,
with the
was
protesters.
The National Guard killed, I think, 3 students.
Yeah.
They shot into the crowd instead of holding their guns up and shooting like
not,
this.
I think it's not going to be. I think the difference is going to be a lot of. It's going to be less of the government killing people, more of the people
killing each other.
Yeah, the right coming up and fucking up protests. So if there, say Trump gets reelected and there's another million woman march, there's a risk that someone's gonna fuck that up. That's my concern. Is that
that's a possibility?
You know what I'm saying? At some point,
this is America. Anything can happen.
If he doesn't win, then yeah, you gotta worry about the inauguration. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if he's gonna give up power. That's how.
Well, he had no choice.
I know, but at the same time, he's not. He, that's why the inauguration, you have to worry about
if
it,
he did that,
be fighting it.
If he did that, he would be executed for treason.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes.
I think he
no
would,
doubt. No,
I think
no
he
doubt.
Would run and hide, and he would
no doubt.
Spew venom from his fucking cave.
No doubt. Run and hide where? Where is he going to run to and hide? He can't go anywhere and hide.
Israel?
No.
He's doing what they want. That's why this whole
Iran he's doing a lot of stuff that they want. You're right. But no, Israel would not protect him and risk the United States not backing them anymore. It's our money that keeps Israel.
I know. You need the Republicans actually have to be
somebody
about
knocked in.
Yeah, no. Oh, I know.
Israel is a tricky thing anyway. It's just a whole tricky thing there. Because religion is wrapped up in it.
It's all about religion. It's about one person thinking their God's the right God.
Well, it's about religion and it's about economics as well.
What?
It's not just religion.
Well, there's oil over there, I guess. But
well,
Israel's not known for its oil.
No, but Israel is known for its intelligence.
Wait, what?
Israel is known for its intelligence. Some of the most intelligent people.
That's fine. But what does that have to do with the land?
That has something to do with a lot of stuff.
Because the land is what they're fighting over, and they're only fighting over it because it has Mecca at it. That's the only reason they're fighting over it. It's because it's all of their fucking bases of where their religion came from. There's no real value to that land.
In their holy book, it says that they are the chosen ones.
I understand that.
Now, I've never read the Quran.
You can't read it unless you can read Arabic, because
they have
translations. But
yeah,
supposedly, if you talk to a Muslim, mm-hmm. a true Muslim, you cannot read it can't be translated into another language.
Yes,
that's
I've heard
that. That there is no real translation.
And you know what's really crazy to me too. All these religions, they have factions. They have extremists, and people are not quite as extreme.
Well, Well, I mean, it
and the extremists on either any of these religions are ridiculous. They're just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, just crazy. Well, shit.
That's what's running our country right now is extreme Christians.
Well, see, you have fundamentalist Christians that back Israel because in their Bible.
I know.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
They believe
they really.
They really believe that when the embassy or when Israel becomes the capital of. Jerusalem becomes the capital of Israel, the end of times begins.
Yeah, right.
I know.
Yeah.
Again.
Armageddon.
That's the only reason they give a fuck about that land. There's no oil there. That's why the U.S. doesn't. I mean, we don't really do shit there because we don't really need any. There's no. What? Yeah, maybe the intelligence. We help Israel because of their money.
But I'm confused anyway.
If you talk to 00, it's all Rothschilds. The Rothschilds run everything, so what's the difference?
The Rothschilds?
Yeah. The banks. They're the ones that run the Federal Reserve.
Well, they claim they're supposed to be the. Aren't they the lizard people? Aren't they the lizards?
No.
Shapeshifters?
No, they're just the like super
family. It's got something to do with blood. No, you're wrong. It's got something to do with blood. It's got
I haven't listened to that episode yet.
Yeah, it's got something to do with a lot of secret society shit.
Time Suck.
It's a lot of secret society shit involved.
You should listen to Time Suck too. You would like Time Suck.
Time Suck?
Yeah, it's a comedian. He goes through and he researches a specific topic.
Cool.
And he literally just tells you, he's like, here, this is
what he learned.
What he learned, and this is what I found out.
That's interesting.
And he throws jokes in there all the time. He's kind of goofy, and, you know, he's got a little thing going. But the lizards, I think the lizard one is the first episode you did. It was about the lizards that are underground lizards or some shit like that
they've been here for thousands of years. They live under
somewhere else, or they evolve here.
They live in places that we can't get to
because our bodies can't handle the pressure.
Right. But there are areas within, and some scientists will tell you this: there are hollow areas in the earth where there might be a river underground, might be trees growing under there.
Really? No way. How do trees grow? There's no light.
The light is coming from. There's some kind of way that the core is emitting enough light.
Because it'd be trees that don't need photos.
Well, but even
they might, because there could be trees that evolve without photosynthesis.
Maybe, I'm not sure, but this is just a theory.
Because that's one of the reasons why pine trees.
Right. Don't do what regular trees do.
Yeah, because they're able to expend such little energy.
And in Alaska, yeah, the pine trees are little, but they're strong.
Yeah.
They're super strong. They can take all that coal and everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they're like dwarfs.
I mean.
But the tree did that to survive. It made itself smaller so it
would
be more concentrated.
What if there's a conscious microbe? What if, like, because you know, you've heard about that tree, that mycelium. Mycelium, that's what it is. You know what mycelium is, right?
I'm not sure.
Mycelium is a fiber-like fungus that grows underground.
I've heard of it before.
And it has a symbiotic relationship with tree roots and other roots of plants, but mostly tree roots. And they basically give the tree what it needs, and the tree gives it skin, like root skin, as a food. Because the mycelium is a fungus that eats off of dead material, dead life.
Okay.
You know, dead life. So it can break down materials and pull out the nutrients that it doesn't need and ship them to the
tree or whatever,
Yeah, and then the tree says, okay, I want that. Give me that.
And I'm going to give you this.
I'm going to give you a little food. And they keep this relationship going. The networks are massive. One of the biggest ones they found is like
it was like five miles
long or some shit like that.
I've heard of this.
What if that's a conscious?
In fact, it's in the Midwest.
Yeah,
it's either it's Illinois or Indiana. No.
It's in California.
Is in California.
It's the redwoods.
Oh, okay.
It's a mycelium from the redwoods.
Yeah,
all the redwoods have the same basic mycelium structure.
I think I saw
I think. I don't quote me on that.
I think I saw this on Nova.
Probably.
They said it was the biggest living
thing in the planet.
Organism
on the planet.
Yeah.
Because it's all one.
It's huge. It's all underground. What if it's I think it comes up and goes back down.
What if it's a real... What if it's a conscious thing?
Yeah. Well, it is.
I mean, consciousness is what it is to us, but it could be a conscious thing that just has evolved to do what it does, but its lifetime is double ours. Triple, quadruple... No, it's more than that. It's
yes.
A billion times, because it's been around, that thing's been around for at least 10,000 years.
It's amazing, man, how nature is. I was looking at this thing about tortoises from Africa. I think they're from Africa, Madagascar or something. And the damn tortoise was 179 years old.
Oh, dude. Remember Lou tried to get the tortoises?
Yeah, I remember, man.
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah, it did.
But you know what? It gave me an, I thought about it. I'm going to do it now.
I would love to have a tortoise, you know, but you got a responsibility for all your life. Do your whole life.
Yeah, but they're small for a good portion of it.
These were old, so they were huge.
Yeah, it
I mean, like, he was almost maybe half the size of this table.
Yeah, 40-year-old ones like this big or something mm-hmm. like that. So like half my life, like if I got one now.
But the guy showed how they had. He was. The guy showed him in the tortoise. I guess it's called a tortoise.
Yeah.
Had a relationship. Yeah. It would come over to him. He'd pet it. It'd do like this. Mm-hmm.
People walk them.
I was like, look at this shit. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're still wild animals, but they're different. I think that's why they move in the way they do, and they do, because they to live that long. Because most animals don't live that long.
No.
So I think live that long, you have to.
They might be the oldest living animal on Earth.
Yeah.
I think they are.
Maybe that's where you end up next.
I think
that's actually transcend to the next step.
What, animal?
No, tortoise or turtle for 400 years.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I wonder what the oldest one has, how long the oldest one has lived.
Yeah.
Recorded, you know?
Yeah, recorded. I guess there's a lake up in Russia that they can't even go into. Like, most of it's never been, because it's so much oxygen in it that it has, like, flesh-eating
I heard about that. What do they call that lake?
I forget. But it also has these rings that show up every year in different spots.
Yeah, this is a weird place.
It's deep.
It's so a weird place.
Like people living down there and shit.
I think where it is, it's called the Zone. If I remember correct, they made a movie about it.
Well, they're doing a new movie. Did you see that new movie? Well, no, you haven't, but it's... I forget how deep they are, but they're like deep as fuck. And he's like, "You're so deep that it could crush your body." Blah 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 blah.
Impression.
Yeah. So they're obviously wearing special suits, and you'll be down there for so long.
Well, they claim this is a little conspiracy shit, but they claim that the Russians dug a hole that was so deep that they got to a point where they could hear things, people screaming, and weird noises. And he supposedly took a microphone and dropped it down in there, and it didn't even have enough. It's you know, bottomless, I guess. They didn't have enough length to take it all the way down there. Supposedly you were hearing all kind of weird sounds, like people screaming, so they claiming that was hell.
Yeah, okay.
The conspiracy theorists are something else, aren't they?
Well, yeah, Russia's a pretty good Christian country, man. They're pretty deep into Christian folklore, too. They're all about, and it's because they think that the dude's white.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
If they knew the truth, if they knew that he was sandy-colored...
Yeah,
or whatever.
He's a kangaroo.
It don't matter. He wasn't fucking white, that's for sure. Not out of fucking Israel. That shit's not real.
Yeah, the Muslims always bring up that in the Bible it says he was of dark skin and a hair like lamb's wool.
Of cool.
I guess they try to say he was black. Yeah,
everyone reads, or that's the section they
decided. You read whatever you want in
there. The section they kept in, and then King James was like, nah,
yeah,
I'm going to take that section.
Yeah, that part's
getting out of here. Don't need that in there.
And
might confuse
somebody
people.
Messed with it before he did. Mm-hmm. Believe me, it's been messed with probably several times along the line.
It was years and years of just talking about it before it's even written down.
That's true.
Imagine, dude, imagine we try to remember this conversation in 5 minutes. Talk about telephone. You're talking about a guy walked on water. Really? All right.
I parted the sea.
Yeah.